I'm smack dab in the heart of the Canadian Shield, scoured granite hard by retreating glaciers you'd swear they just left yesterday. Azure blue skies curtain the tablet of forever white, and all around the wind is howling like a whore at the clinic. Oh, it's not just jokes, there's poetry here too, huh? I'm playing lonesome sentinels of the Trans-Canada Highway. Manitouage, Dorion, Terrace Bay, Atikokan, up by the shores of Lake Windigoustiguin, near the Cooja Boojawak, where the Ketchum-a-wickety-whack-em attack runs thick with pickerel in spring. Atikokan, 500 people in the town, two last names. My truck is a moving block of salt. I'm scared to stop in case every moose in 827 kilometers has their tongue stuck to the front bumper. Because those of us who ply our trade on the northern roadways are well aware there's no shortage of moose in the Big Dominion. They're standing shoulder to shoulder, sharing in their collective death wish. Because there's nothing a moose wants more than as soon as the sun goes down to leave the safe confines of his forest home, step into the middle of the highway, and lick it. And the moose, not exactly the PhD of the forest, of course, I turned the corner at 120 clicks, marveling at the beauty of the northern lights, when smuck, 1,100 kilos of salt-struck ungulate come sailing through the windshield. There's a shock you weren't expecting when you were singing along with Gordy, huh?
Oh, the legend is on fire, the chip on, and in a big lake they go, woo, woo!